They're casting ballots in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but only in areas Russian forces have taken control of after the invasion, asking people if they want to become part of Russia, the same way the Crimea region was annexed in 2014 and taken away from Ukraine.
Votes are being held in the Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk regions. The referendum coordinated by Russian-backed separatists and expected to go the Kremlin's way. That outcome would give Russia the pretext to claim Ukrainian forces are attacking Russia. But Ukraine's Western allies are saying the vote is a sham.
Fox's Jill Nato. Hurricane Fiona's fury felt in Bermuda. It's brushing by the island just to the west. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is there.
We have seen gusts up to 71 miles per hour in the past few hours. That is almost a hurricane strength. The next 2 or 3 hours, it's expected to get even more intense and then taper off later into the afternoon as it makes its way up into Canada.
The latest Fiona update has it a Category 3 hurricane with 125-mile-an-hour winds after doing deadly damage in the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, which also had bad flooding. Hundreds of thousands of people still without power or water service. President Biden says,
at the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance.
Alan Miller is still alive. He didn't expect that. Sent back to his cell on death row in Alabama just before midnight because they had trouble finding a vein to lethally inject him and his death warrant was about to expire. Miller, who murdered three people in a 1999 workplace shooting, has a fear of needles and tried to get the state to kill him another way, but it lost his paperwork.
Miller said he left the paperwork in a slot in his cell for a guard to pick up, selecting nitrogen hypoxia as his preferred way to die. In this method, one breathes in only nitrogen and is deprived of oxygen.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Alabama said that untried method wasn't ready and got a court ruling to let it go forward. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While Russia tries to use referendum voting to take over areas of Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the world can't let Russia get away with it, addressing the UN Security Council.
Blinken's remarks specifically point to a statement from Russian President Vladimir Putin of a willingness to escalate the conflict and deploy,
and I quote, all weapon systems available.
Taken to mean nuclear capabilities are included. Blinken says now is not the time for anyone to stay silent about Russia's aggression and speak out.
To reaffirm our commitment to the UN Charter and its core principles, including sovereignty, territorial integrity, human rights.
Blinken says America will continue to equip Ukrainians who have fought valiantly, but only Putin can quickly end this war. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, Secretary Blinken is dealing with personal loss. His father died. Donald Blinken was 96 and also a former U.S. diplomat. Blinken tweeted from the U.N. his dad inspired him to do public service. Boeing is paying even more for the problems on its 737 MAX jets involved in two deadly crashes overseas.
The aerospace giant will be paying $200 million to settle SEC allegations that the company, along with its former chief CEO Dennis Muilenburg, failed to properly disclose safety issues regarding its 737 MAX jetliner. Boeing paid $2.5 billion, most of that earmarked for airline customers and families of the crash victims, to settle the Justice Department's criminal probe. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down more than 200 for the Dow as markets fall overseas, suggesting even more selling. The day after the Dow dropped 107 points, the Nasdaq lost 153. On Thursday Night Football,
give the ball to Chubb. makes it look easy. Touchdown.
Nick Chubb's fourth quarter score extended Cleveland's lead on Amazon Prime Video, and the Browns went on to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-17 to kick off week 3 of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.